And now, on the talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You guys are joining us on this wet, wintry Tuesday. Gosh, again, we were having some comments at the office earlier today talking about what a wet winter this is, but I think specifically since the first of the year. It just hasn't stopped. But a lot of rain out there means when the sun starts shining, we're going to have a lot of green and flowers, and it's going to be absolutely gorgeous around here. So I will have patience because I know there's beautiful days ahead. And speaking of fun things going on tonight, we've got the Northern Arizona Suns playing the Agua Caliente Clippers. Doors open at 5:30, so if you want to look for some nice, get out of the rain and go watch some fun basketball action, as I believe they've just won the last two games. Some great three-point shots. We got some players. They're amazing. So, again, tickets are $9 and up. Great night time to get out of the rain, like we said, and take kids and family to go see a Northern Arizona Suns game. Also, again, this Friday and Saturday, two more games. We are wrapping up the season as we're coming along down the wire. So, again, this Friday night, the Greensboro Swarm. Those doors open at 6 o'clock. And then the Rio Grande Vipers on Saturday playing our Northern Arizona Suns. So lots of great basketball action also coming up this weekend. So if you're looking for something to do, playing it safe, staying off the roads during this crazy St. Patrick's Day holiday that tends to be goes a little nuts, come on out. Northern Arizona Suns basketball again tonight. Doors open at 5:30. Games at 6:30 and Friday and Saturday. Again, doors open at 6 and games are at 7 p.m. And Saturday night is fan appreciation night. So popcorn, signed autograph pictures. The whole team will be out after the game to sign pictures or sign autographs. So, again, a fun night going on at the Northern Arizona Suns playing at the Finley Toyota Center here in Prescott Valley. So great show coming up for you today. We'll talk more when we come back here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and a rainy KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
It's that time of year again. Prescott Brewing Company's anniversary beer only gets released once a year in celebration of surviving the Ides of March. Ooh, they said, don't open on March 15th. It's the Ides of March, the day Brutus killed Caesar, and it's bad luck. We said phooey, and 25 years later, we're just releasing the 2019 batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale. Served in a Belgian-style tulip glass, get it while it's here, because after that, it's gone. Prescott Brewing Company, defying the Ides of March since 1994.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. My first guest is Cody Tewing. He is with the Prescott Valley Police Department working community services.
Yeah, I'm a community service officer and I'm a public information officer as well.
And just a jack of all trades over there. Hey, so we're going to talk about what we've been seeing all over Facebook and lots of press releases on is the Prescott Valley Police Department's recruitment open house coming up.
Yeah, so we have a recruitment open house. It's going to be on Tuesday, March 19th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's going to be located at the Prescott Valley Police Station, and that's at 7601 East Skoog Boulevard. 7601 East Skoog, formerly known as 7601 East Civic Circle.
Right, right. So tell us what this open house is going to encompass. What does it look like?
Yeah, so it's going to be a totally open forum to the public. It's going to be for anyone who's interested in law enforcement as a career. And so we're going to have officers there who are going to be able to answer questions. We're going to have the background investigators there who will be able to answer questions as well. We're going to have HR there who can talk to the benefits and pay scales and things like that for sworn personnel for the town of Prescott Valley. And we're also going to have a notary there because I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's a lot of paperwork that has to be filled out correctly before you can actually apply to become a police officer for the town of Prescott Valley.
So the notary is there because a lot of the documents require notarization.
Exactly, yeah, and it'll be a free service for whoever comes and they want to. They can also apply there. We're going to have laptops set up, and so then you can actually apply through pvaz.net.
Now, is that available right now, though, if you're interested in applying?
It is. You can go to
police officer position?
You can go to pvaz.net and then go to the employment page. There's going to be three sections. There's going to be a lateral officer, so that's if you have an active or inactive post-certification. Recruit, so that means you've never gone through a police academy, and reserve, where you pay yourself to go through the academy, and you're going to be part-time only when emergencies happen and things like that where we need extra officers.
That's the reserve.
Now,
a lateral means that you may be coming from another department or you've already gone through the post-certification process.
Yeah, and that's post through any state. And so
You
can come in as a lateral. You will not be having to do the written test with the lateral application, only the physical. If you're coming in as a recruit, actually on March 23rd, we're going to have an official testing for recruits and laterals. And so that consists of physical testing and then a written test after that for recruit applicants.
So, but you have to have already previously applied online.
Yep.
And is there an accept, like, hello, we received your application, you fit the qualifications, now you can come for testing. So you have to have that invitation to go to testing.
Exactly.
You just can't show up and say, I want to test.
No, so what will happen, you apply through pvaz.net, you turn in all your paperwork that's signed correctly and notarized. So you have the Arizona Post packet, you have the town waiver liability, and then you have a medical waiver. And so that medical waiver can be done through your family physician or any urgent care, and that's just saying getting a doctor's approval that you can do the PT test, the physical test.
Right.
And once you have all that completed, you'll turn it in with the town application online, and then you'll get an invitation from the police department saying when and where to show up, and then we'll receive that RSVP from you, and you're all good to go from that point.
So what are the requirements to be, let's say, recruit, requirements to be a Prescott Valley police officer?
Okay. And so the requirements are set by Arizona Post, which is the governing agency for the state. And so some basic ones are you have to be 21 years old by the time you graduate the academy. Mm-hmm. You have to have a GED or high school diploma, and then there are certain restrictions on past drug usage, criminal activity, and things like that. And that can all actually be found on the application itself. It's called Arizona Post Minimum Qualifications.
Right.
So read through that carefully, and if everything is good to go, then please apply with us. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Can you believe back in the day, long, long time ago, in a world far, far away, no, back a long time ago, they actually had minimum height and weight requirements for those applying for any police officer position, you know, and I'm talking about specifically, I come from the sheriff's department world in L.A., California. But, and that was, you know, even before me. But can you imagine that in this day and age, that the quality of people that might be lost because they're not 5'11", you know, 165 pounds or whatever the requirements were?
That's great. My grandpa was actually a highway patrolman for the state of Arizona. And he didn't meet the weight requirement. And so before testing, he would drink like 5 or 6 milkshakes every day, my grandma was telling me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just
bulk up
a little bit.
See? That's not healthy. So what we were doing was setting up unhealthy officers back then.
Yeah.
You know, they make it. But it's very interesting. But there's still, you know, the criminal activity and the drug usage. I mean, a lot of those requirements, they've changed over the years. Mm-hmm. But they're also taken into consideration when you are applying for a position as a law enforcement officer.
Yeah, we're open to whoever wants to apply, you know, as long as you meet the qualifications and you can pass the physical test and the written test.
Well, let's talk about the physical test.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, as we sit here, Cody, that you plan on, you know, pursuing your career further in law enforcement as a police officer. So congratulations to you for that. What are the requirements for physical requirements then? You know, you have physical testing. What is done? What is tested?
So for recruits, for example, it's called the Cooper's test.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to consist of push-ups, sit-ups, and a mile and a half run. And
there's a minimum number of doing those and how fast or just surviving?
No,
I'm just kidding.
There's a minimum
for some
number.
Of us, it would be surviving.
So for each event, it's ranked on a scale, and you have to get a 40% average between the three. And exact numbers can be found on the application on pvaz.net.
Mm-hmm.
And it's along with the Arizona Post app. It's going to be at the very bottom of that, and you'll be able to see.
Well, so to prepare for that, obviously somebody can go out and start working out.
Yeah.
Becoming more fit, push-ups, sit-ups, running.
Mm-hmm.
How about the written test?
The written test is consists of multiple choice questions regarding basic arithmetic, reading comprehension, and grammar.
Now, is there a study guide for that if somebody wants to prepare for it and do their best?
That's a great question. You can actually come to the Prescott Valley Police Department and request a study guide. We have a few issues available. And then also, if we run out of issues, you can also get them through Standard and Associates. That's who we get the test from. And you can get a study guide online.
Perhaps there's some people out there that have already applied online and they're just waiting to hear. Would it benefit them to attend this open house?
Yeah, this open house would be great for anyone who has any interest whatsoever. We've had high school students who asked if they can come, and while they're not the specific age requirement, they can come and get prepared for later on in their career. If they've already applied, it'd be great to come and meet actual officers for the department. We're going to have ride-along forms at the open house as well, so that's a great way to learn if you're a good fit for the department and if the department is a good fit for you. It's kind of a two-way street. And for any other sort of questions you have for the background investigators, for HR, if you want to know about the benefits, if it's going to make sense for your family and things like that, and just to talk about the whole process, because the application process throughout the whole entire hiring process is pretty lengthy, and it can come with a lot of steps, so you have to have some commitment towards it.
Mm-hmm. You were also talking, when we were talking earlier, prior to the show, civilian positions that are available in the police department. Now, will those be covered in this open house, or is this specifically for sworn police officers and reserves?
Currently, we only have sworn officer positions open.
Mm, okay.
But this open house, you can, if you are interested in serving your community through a civilian capacity with the Prescott Valley Police Department, you can come to this open house as well.
Your job might be open.
Yeah, the background investigators are going to be open. They're going to be there, and they're going to be able to talk about positions that will be open later in the future for civilians once that opening comes available.
I see. And what's required for that, too, because there is an application process.
Yeah.
And again, background checks.
And it's interesting you say that, because the civilian position still has background checks, and it's a pretty lengthy process as well that you might not be used to.
Well, you're checking somebody that's obviously, whether in a sworn position or civilian position, still working in the world of law enforcement, and there are certain criteria and standards that come along with the job.
Exactly.
And then you mentioned also reserve. Now, are there reserve positions available? And if somebody's interested in that, should they attend this open house also?
Yeah, if they're interested in a reserve position, they should definitely come. They'll still have to test and make it through the entire process. But like I mentioned, there is a job application on PVAZ.net for reserve officers. And so in terms of openings, we have one official opening right now. And within the next coming months, there might be more opening. So if you're interested, like I mentioned, recruit, lateral or reserve, just come, ask questions. You can meet the staff, get all your paperwork signed. And even if you're not interested in testing for March 23rd, you can still come to this event because the online applications last for 6 months. So if more openings open up, it'd be good to have your record on file with us online.
And how many officers is the Prescott Valley Police Department looking at hiring at this particular time? Are there openings?
Yeah, for police officers, we have one current opening, and then within the next few months, there might be more openings.
So once you apply and then you pass all of the tests, and you say, okay,
I can
you're
talk
qualified.
About the background phase for you too.
Yeah, we have a few minutes.
Yeah, so basically, you'll do the physical and written. You'll do oral boards, which is a interview, basically. If you are on top of the eligibility list for all those things, then we'll start the background investigation, and then you'll do a polygraph, a psych eval, a medical eval, and then you'll get your official conditional offer.
Conditional offer, and then once that's accepted, then it's off to Northern Arizona Regional Training Academy for your academy training.
Yeah, Prescott Valley is actually a great department because we offer a pre-academy to get you ready for the academy as well. And so we want the best successful officers available.
Well, you're doing that by holding an open house and familiarizing everyone that's interested of the process and making it easier for them to succeed.
Yeah.
And get through that. So I think that that's exceptional in the first place. I don't know that I've seen you all have one of these in quite a few years.
Yeah, we don't want any barriers to entry. We want all the best applicants. Anyone who has any interest in becoming a police officer or has any questions about it, feel free to come to the open house, and we look forward to seeing you.
Okay, well, we're seeing these posters all over. My dear friend Sergeant Hoffman and my other dear friend traffic person Brad. then I know him, kind of. Anyway, won't mention in what capacity, but always get your car registered. Yeah. Make sure your tags are on. So we've seen this. So if somebody has more information, they're listening, and they haven't seen the press release, they haven't seen me sharing it all over Facebook, who would they call?
They can call me. My name is Cody Tuning, and I can be reached at 928-772-5621, and I can answer any questions you have.
And as you can tell, he's quite an expert on it, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
We're sending you out with lots of good wishes for a successful process for yourself, too. Yeah. So, again, come out to the open house, and this is on Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. on March 19th, a week from today. We'll be – well, I won't be here, but maybe we get the mayor to mention it so people can still be reminded to come on over to Prescott Valley Police Department located on Skoog Boulevard in the Prescott Valley Civic Center. Hey, Cody, thank you so much
thank
for
you so
joining
much.
Us.
We really appreciate it.
Great job. Great job. Okay, thank you. Well, get on out there. We'll take a short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&A.com, and we'll be right back.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Finley Toyota Prescott is strong with Toyotas on the front lot,
strong on the back lot,
and in the middle, strong with our new certified pre-owned lot.
Don't miss Finley Toyota Prescott's March Markdown Madness
with an all-star lineup of new 2019 Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs. Quick and nimble, the 2019 Toyota Corolla, Camry, and Yaris.
Pay no city sales tax.
Always crowd pleasers, Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner.
Finley Toyota Prescott will pay your one-year registration fee.
Rounding out the team, Highlander, Prius, and Avalon.
Get fast break discounts up to $2,000.
Score a three-pointer with
zero down,
no payments for 90 days,
and financing starting at 0.9% for 60 months.
Get in the game with no city sales tax, or we pay your first-year registration. Rush to March Markdown Madness at Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit must finance through Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and $499 doc fee. Offer expires 4/1/2019.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Here's what's cooking on the next Rosie on the House.
Home construction has become more sustainable using green building practices, energy efficiency, and something called thermal mass storage. The future of home building is happening now. Plus, it's time to plant those warm season vegetables and time to take your home improvement questions. So start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Marilyn Huffman with the Better Business Bureau. Welcome, Marilyn.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's always good to have you. It's always good news because I know I'm going to find some stuff that's going on out there, but then I'm always going to find how to not get caught up in that stuff going on out there, about scams and all that crazy stuff.
I certainly hope so.
I do. I know not to believe that guy who tells me I'm so attractive on Facebook, and I don't know who he is. Anyway, we talked about that before. So we're going to talk about different scams and what's going on around the communities again. And you had some interesting statistics that you sent me about Facebook technology, email, social media is beating out phone calls as the number one way scammers are calling and connecting with people. So let's talk a little bit about that and go on to some of the stuff that's going on out there.
Sure. So the BBB Scam Tracker is still kind of a baby. It's about 4 or 5 years old now. And this year was the first year that we had over 50,000 scams reported to us in our area. So that's pretty much the United States. And we work closely with the FBI, the Attorney General's office in each state, and enforcement agencies like local law enforcement to report these types of things. And in the past, it has been, of course, phones. Phones were always the number one way for scammers to contact a consumer and try to get to you. It is, I think, a little bit more personal than online, even more personal speaking to someone, obviously, than texting is. As we all know, we've had those moments where we've had to apologize or explain, well, we didn't mean it like that because we were typing something or texting something and it was misunderstood. So phones were always it. And so when this 2018 report came out talking about the median age of people who are taken advantage of, the fact that younger people now 2 years in a row, it's millennials that are more likely to be scammed out of money.
Really?
It's because of online purchasing. It is truly because of that. Now, they tend to lose less money in the overall scam. So in the overall scam, they may only lose $100 as opposed to if an older person is taken advantage of, they could lose thousands. Mm-hmm. And that's usually because they have a larger income than a millennial would.
So
would
how
have.
Does it work with the millennials and the online?
So a lot of the ways I do it, I've just recently made a purchase online through, it was an ad that I had pop up through my Facebook. Now, because of where I work, and honestly, my entire life, I've had a healthy dose of skepticism. Mm-hmm. So I was like, is this for real?
Right.
So I looked it up and I researched it. I checked the company out. I looked at what people were saying. And I know people, a lot of businesses that I work with are afraid of reviews. I say, you know, when you have a happy customer in front of you, ask. Mm-hmm. It's not going to hurt to ask. Put those positive reviews out there. And people, please say thank you to your local businesses. You may have had one bad experience in the last month, but how many good have you had? So,
right.
Sorry, I'm on a mission. Just take the time.
Let those
good businesses know that they're doing a good job and that you appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
It's so worth it. But as far as the millennials or the younger generation, you get these things online and they are these great offers for hair dye or that dress that you're looking for, or possibly an online dating experience, or they can, you know, match you up with people and things like that. So we are taken in by that more often. We don't always think to check. And because it's such a great deal, it's only $29. If this turns out to not be that dress that I'm really looking for, I'm only out $30.
Right.
And so we justify it. Much more than a person who is older and more experienced, and they would say, well, that's $30 I could have put towards that cruise I'm taking later this year or whatever the case may be. So that's why a lot of times they are taken advantage of more, and they now fall for scams more.
So fake than advertising
older
scams
mm-hmm.
that
Correct.
Are hitting. And it's funny because, you know, I might Google barbecues or something, you know, I'm looking for something. And suddenly now on Facebook, I could see ads like all over about barbecues for me. It's real creepy out
they're
there.
Everywhere.
You can't hide. I know.
The marketing companies know what they're doing. And to be completely honest, if you run a business or if you're involved with businesses, it's a good thing that they're paying attention to what people are wanting, that they're looking at what people are searching for in your area so that you can better target
market. It's just how they can find it.
Exactly.
How they know.
Mm-hmm.
But it is crazy. So that's very interesting because we were talking about phone calls being the scams. You know, way scammers got to their victims, but now with the email and it's so huge. It's so huge that it's easy for them to get lost in everything and take advantage.
Absolutely. And then of course they can just send you an email. You know, a lot of younger people, like my nephews right now, they're growing up in a day and age where they have no idea what it's like to have a life without cell phones.
Right.
Or without technology. And that's an unusual thing for me to think about. I do remember rotary phones, you know, and that whole, if you called someone that had a zero in their phone number, you're like, do I really need to call them? That's an awful long way for the dial to twist. I remember those things, but these boys are growing up with, and it just blows my mind, but they will give you any information you ask for without even hesitating. Because they've grown up in the information age, quote unquote.
Right.
And so we're just a little bit more hesitant and therefore a little bit smarter about that as we get older.
Right.
So that's my job, I hope, to educate and protect businesses and consumers.
That's right. So what are you going to protect us from today?
So we were going to talk about the top scams that were reported. So the five riskiest scams, try to say that word five times fast. Number one was employment. This is the first time we've ever had the employment scam come back like that. And I would say probably because most of it is work at home. So people are looking for jobs. Once again, younger people graduating college, and they're graduating with a degree that's maybe not technical enough. So maybe they, you know, going to tech schools is becoming more of a thing that we really need because there's a lot of great jobs out there where you can earn a great living. But if you don't have the skills, if you don't have that certification, then you're not going to be able to get that position. And you might have a degree in psychology, but it may not help you out with being an electrician, that type of thing. So employment, they're looking for jobs. They're looking for a job with that degree and they're unable to find it. So they get sent these offers online, or they're targeted through the jobbing sites, you know, CareerBuilder, Monster. They do their best that they can to vet the scammers, but it's not always possible. Things
right.
do slip through the cracks. You know, it's not a foolproof system. We did find out this year that the number one way that the employment scam was successful was just sending people checks. And that also worked to target businesses, because they would send a check to the business and say, we apologize, but we overcharged you for this product that we purchased from you. And then that business is like, okay. Or maybe they have a staff member that just, boom, all of a sudden is, you know, making a payment.
Wow.
So, or cashing a check. And so you really want to make sure that you pay attention. If you get a check in the mail and you're not expecting it,
right.
or if it's from someone that you don't recognize, you may want to report that to your bank.
Right.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
So then the next one that we had was online purchasing. Once again, this falls right in line with, I mean, it was kind of like common sense when we got the report, duh.
Right, right.
There's a reason why the younger people are being targeted more now, because they are going to be more susceptible because they're involved in mm-hmm. this type of stuff more often. Then once again, it falls under the fake check and money order, and that ties into the the employment thing. There is also the fake shopping, you know, like the mystery shopping. So mm-hmm. you get that check in the mail and they say, come work for us. It's going to be really fun. You just have to go to Walmart and spend $300, and all you have to do is give us 100 of that back. And then all of a sudden you spend that money and you find out it's a fake check and you're out that money.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
That's scary. Mm-hmm. So then the next one was home improvement. It's still out there. There are still door-to-door solicitors, especially in the spring and early summer months, going door-to-door saying, we just finished a job down the street, or we have extra materials. It may not always be door-to-door. It could be a coupon that you get in the mail or right. something like that. But just really always check out a business before you do business with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that goes for businesses. Businesses hire other businesses too. So
check them out.
Protect
check
yourself.
How you're using.
Yeah.
That's why you might check with the Chamber of Commerce.
I was going to say, contact your local chamber, contact YCCA.
Right.
She's, you know, Sandy will help you out, the Arizona Registrar of Contractors, and obviously BBB.org.
Right, right.
We're there and available to help.
I think we have time for one more.
One more. We do have the fifth one that came in this year was the advance fee loan. Basically, the loan is guaranteed to you. So it can come in the mail in an envelope saying you've been pre-approved for this amount of money, or it can be an email that's sent to you, or it could come up on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they say that they are going to guarantee you that money, but you are going to have to pay usually a processing fee. They make it sound official. You should never, ever have to pay money to get money. Now, if you're getting a loan, you are going to have to pay it back if it's,
right,
it's through
right.
a legitimate place. But if it's this kind of an advance fee loan, this is illegal. It is against the law. It is a constant trial for the Attorney General, for the FBI, for local law enforcement. Please, you know, do your best to remember that that is not
use a legit.
Legitimate
company.
Exactly.
And if you have a question, check with your local Chamber of Commerce.
Exactly.
Marilyn,
yes.
All this and more is on your website. So let's tell everybody where to go to find out more of these scams and what's going on out there, how to keep yourself protected.
Absolutely. So we are available all the time 24/7 at BBB.org. If you would like to call our office at 928-772-3410, there are businesses out there who do call people back nowadays. So give us a call and we'll help you out however we can.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us, Marilyn Huffman.
Thanks
Always
for having me.
Always kind of good news and bad news. It's kind of a mix. Keeping us protected out there. You got your eye on it all the time. Love having you. So thank you again for
thank
joining
you,
us. Okay, short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And when we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. You're listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV.
Bringing family and lifestyles together. At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The colors of spring are bursting at Waters 57th Spring Open House.
Talk directly to our farmers as they show off the newest flowers, brightest evergreens, and freshest new bloomers.
Friday, we show off this year's showiest plant introduction.
Saturday and Sunday, it's impromptu garden classes, sidewalk art, cornhole contest, and drawings.
Join the garden fun at Waters Garden Center's 57th Spring Open House this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 15th through 17th.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling,
Brown Bag Burger,
Cowboy Country Antiques, and David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance.
He'll shoot, he scores!
Arizona Coyotes visit the St. Louis Blues. Tonight, live at 5 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A new poll on youth unemployment warns state lawmakers are playing with fire if they pass the measure paying a lower rate for students under 22. Joshua Ulibarri with Lake Research Partners says,
we asked them, do you want your state senator to vote for or against this law that would allow business to pay student workers less? Overwhelmingly, they said, I want my state senator to vote no, don't do this. We asked quite simply, is it fair or unfair to pay student workers less for doing the same work as people older them or not students? They said overwhelmingly it is unfair.
House Bill 2523 would lower Arizona's minimum wage, now at $11 an hour, to the federal minimum of $7.25 an hour for full-time students under 22 working part-time. Showers continuing today, tonight, and turning to light snow tomorrow morning, chilling late tonight to a very windy 34 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Even windier and blustery tomorrow with pre-dawn rain, extremely windy with morning light snow, gradual afternoon sunshine, and a Wednesday high near 44, Thursday 50, warming quickly toward the weekend with Monday's high in the mid-60s. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same showers today through Wednesday morning, an overnight low near a very wet 41. Sunshine emerges tomorrow afternoon, warming to an extremely windy 53 Wednesday, 58 Thursday, up to the low 70s by Sunday and Monday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at barrettpropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Just because Prescott Brewing Company's 25th anniversary falls on March 15th doesn't mean we would dare to scorn St. Patrick's Day. We're proud to offer two full days of classic corned beef cabbage dinner. That's right, house brine corned beef platter, including red potatoes, carrots, PBC beer mustard, beer bread, and butter. So if you need some good old-fashioned lucky Irish nourishment, wander in and enjoy the classic Irish meal at your local hometown brew pub at Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley in his chambers, Spotlight on Business. One of my favorite segments where we can focus and share great businesses in our community. And my first guest is John Engel. He's the owner of Caltex. How are you, Ian? How are you?
Pretty good.
Did
pretty
you get
good,
like
thank
a
you.
Brain freeze there? I thought, what did I say wrong? You know. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank
Glad
you.
To have you.
Yes, my name's Ian Engel. I'm here with Caltex. My wife and I have just gotten up here recently. Mm-hmm. Been in the communications and low voltage industry for coming up on 20 years now. We decided to relocate. She's originally from up here, born and raised out of Chino. I separated out of the military and moved to Prescott back in 98. We went to Phoenix, and now we've come back home.
Welcome back.
And so it's time to bring up a real security company up here and bring something here in home. And a lot of these, you do have a couple good companies up here. We also have a lot of smaller companies that we're trying to battle against, make sure people understand what they're dealing with and who they're dealing with when it comes to some of the non-local companies. So.
Right. Well, and a lot of times when people talk to security, they just go online and buy something off of Amazon and say that that's doing the job, and that might not be necessarily the case. So that's something that using a professional such as yourself.
Right. And what we're actually doing, we're implementing a hybrid solution now. Mm-hmm. We do have a DIY solution. That is, the industry is going DIY. No one wants someone knocking at their door. No one wants that high-pressure sales. I mean, it's too easy to do nowadays. People can buy it online. They can program it themselves on their phone, monitor it themselves. What we're offering is that DIY solution, as well as if you're local and you run into a hiccup, we're here for you. I'll roll a truck out. We're in Phoenix. I'm up here with my wife. My crews are in Phoenix and up here. We'll come out. We'll help you install it. We'll answer questions on the phone. You're not going to, you know, you buy something from Amazon. You're going to get on the phone. You're going to get into a call queue. You're going to end up with someone somewhere that is going to say, well, here, you need to email this person. You're going to have to click here to chat.
Right.
My wife and I will answer the phone. We'll come out. We'll help you out. It's not a charge to get up and running. And so we offer that DIY solution all the way up through home automation, business security, business communications. We specialize in fiber optics and datacom and that kind of stuff, as well as standalone camera systems. We're an all-encompassing kind of company, not just a home security solution.
Right. But let's go back just a little bit to the home security, because I think a lot of people are doing that. They're installing things that have cameras to mm-hmm. watch their houses and stuff. What types of security systems do you offer?
Well, everything from the basic DIY, which is just your...
Camera watching the front door?
Yeah. Doorbell camera. You can have a camera at the front door. You can have a camera inside. Make some noise, scares the guy off. All the way up through some of our systems are full home automation. When the alarm goes off, all the cameras are set to record. Lights turn on. If your security system senses smoke, if we get a fire, it shuts off your AC system, so we're not spreading smoke throughout the house. we do standalone home automation. You know, simple push on your phone, movie night, the blinds closed, the doors locked, the lights dimmed down, that kind of stuff.
The kids do?
Yeah.
Isn't that your job?
Right? Good close, lock the door.
It's amazing.
With the systems nowadays, everyone has their own code, so you know when the kids are home. And if the kids haven't come home, you get alert to your phone. So-and-so hasn't come home by this time. The alarm hasn't been disarmed.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
My 14-year-old and, well, now my 20-year-old, she hated it because I was just getting into the industry when she was growing up, and she learned about cameras and security systems and what Dad could find out. And now my 14-year-old, thankfully, he knows where we go with this.
That's amazing. Let's go a little bit to the other side of it, the fiber optics and that.
So I started out in the industry doing phone systems. For instance, the phone system here in this building is one of the ones I cut my teeth on, an old Avaya phone system.
Mm-hmm.
We migrated all the way up through. Now we're doing VoIP. We're doing hosted phone systems. If you need data cabling in your building, that's what I'm licensed for. We do low voltage cabling, fiber optic, high count copper, anything like that in the ground, we can handle it. So.
And what if somebody's been in their building for a while, their phone system has been, is older, do you come in and do an assessment on, upgrades and possible needs and what they might be missing?
I still have a lot of the ability to keep a lot of the old phone systems running, so we're not losing investment quality. But, yeah, we'll come in and we'll do a full assessment. If you're looking for something that can move more into the IP side and do more of just your basic connectivity with your cell phones as well as your office phone, so it's a completely what we call unified communication solution, that's where we really specialize, and that's where we really hit it out of the park. So it's emails and voicemails and everything all ingrained in one. One phone number gets you your faxes, connections, everything is all yours, as well as the connectivity to make it work.
Sounds like making business easier. Okay, Ian, tell us how to get a hold of you.
Easiest, best way is just to give us a call. Our phone number is still a Phoenix number. We got a 602-687-7848. I do have a local number that's a 928-575-0246. Or just visit us at our website, calltext-az.com. We have chat togs on there, everything else. You're going to get a hold of me or the wife. You're going to talk to the owners. We're going to make sure you get handled. We're still a small shop. We do it custom.
Great.
We're not going to kick you off.
Well, Ian, thank you for joining us. Okay, we're going to jump over here to John Lonas, owner of AutoWorks. Welcome, John.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you roar. It's been a while since we've had you on the show.
For my business, yes.
That's right.
We do our Christmas thing with the Lions Club. So
that's right.
Always into Christmas tree sales, but now we're into automotive repair. Woo-hoo!
Well, let's talk about that big yellow building.
All right. It's a wonderful building, bright yellow, got the black and the red stripe on it. Finally, it's my own building. No more moving, no more rent. I've got my permanent location, so I'm happy, and I've got room to expand, which in a couple of years, that just might actually happen. We're starting to outgrow our current facility right now, so I'm thinking hard and long about going ahead and building that five extra bays that I was kicking around when I first built the first six.
Now, you have that availability, though, right there on your lot. You wouldn't have to move and start over again.
Correct.
You could just add on to your existing building.
Correct. What we did whenever
nice.
I bought the lot, I did not pave part of the lot because I thought there might be plans for future expansion. So that saved me some money by not paving the last section of my north lot, and it's big enough to put up five more bays. So that's still a couple years away, but definitely some serious thinking is going on because business has been great. We keep gaining customers. I just got an email this morning that for the fifth year in a row, I made the top 10 in all of Arizona for the repair facility.
Right.
So that's kind of nice. We've been Quad City's best for a few years, but we are always striving for something bigger and better. So we went for the state thing, and number two last year. We'll see where we're at this year.
Our fingers are crossed for you because we know you do great work over there. Tell us the types of service that you provide for our automobiles.
We do anything except tires and alignments. We'll take care of your air conditioning. We take care of brakes. We love those pesky dash lights when you have a check engine light or traction control
light.
Check engine light. We like those ones. Those ones are fun. I've got two European guys in there that just love that type of stuff. And
I'm laughing because I went to John because I had a check engine light. It's like it was on, and when you see a check engine light, the next mile you drive, the whole thing's going to shut down, and you're going to be stuck, even though that's probably not going to happen. But in my mind, it did. So I race over to John, and he went out and he took a look at it, and he said, "Okay, it's done." And I said, done. Yeah, it was the gas cover was not closed.
Gas cap on that one?
Caps, yeah. Not tight.
That is a very common one, and usually we'll have a lot of customers call on their check engine light came on, and it still runs fine and dandy. And we usually ask them, did you get gas in the last couple of days? Just double-check the gas cap, because that's a very common,
cause. Most of the time they say, oh, okay, yeah, that's it. Thank you. Save me a call. But again, it's like you said, you got to have it checked. There is something amiss when that is on.
Right. And the light's not going to change colors, get brighter, or let you know that something else is going wrong. Mm-hmm. So you only get that light that lights up one time. It could be for a gas cap. It could be for a spark plug. Or
right,
it's wintertime. It might be that little rodent decided to start cruising around and chew on some wires. So that happens quite often in the wintertime. We get quite a few of those cars in, too.
Rodents?
Yeah. The little four-legged thing with sharp teeth and long tails.
They get into your car and eat your...
Yes, wintertime. If you have a car sitting around, you want to at least open the hood or make some noise, beat on the hood every once in a while just to wake things up that are in there. Because when you come home at night, your engine's nice and toasty, and it's 30 degrees outside. Where do you think that little rat's going to go? He wants a nice warm bed to sleep in. And then if you don't move that car the next day, it decided, hey, that's a nice little home. And you get
Seriously?
A passenger that you don't know about. So, yeah,
how do you
tap
know?
On your hood
do you just
once
have to
while.
Just check it and kind of watch for signs?
Yeah, I mean, I
that
like
my
customers.
That is the first automobile
the
problem
hood.
I've heard about like this.
Oh gosh,
you it see keeps, a lot of them.
Yeah. Whiskey, my hound dog, she loves going out and chasing them. You know, she'll find them, she'll jump under the hood and take a look and sniff around, and she lets us know what location that the rodent or the squirrel is at, and so we have a better chance of finding it that way rather than spending a half hour looking for the nest. She'll find it
God bless Whiskey. Whiskey, the shop dog.
Yeah, Whiskey's my shop dog. Not my bottle,
yeah,
my dog.
Yeah, Whiskey's the shop dog. Remember her as a little pup, you know, when she first got her. Okay, so everybody knows where you're located on Highway 69, the big yellow building.
Yeah.
But what is your contact information?
Best way to reach us is our phone number is 928-775-3332, or you can reach our website, autoworkserviceandrepair.com. Or I'm going to try to get a little bit more active with my Facebook page. We do have a Facebook page, Auto Work Service and Repair, also. So find us on Facebook, and we have little posts that we do. And Mark, my guy up front, my service writer guy, he's going to be more of my social media guy, so he's much more savvy on that stuff. He'll keep us up to date on that.
Keep what's going on. And again, all things service except
no
tires and
no
alignments.
Tires or alignments. We take care of everything else from oil changes to, well, I don't want to steal the other guy's line. But my other favorite line is, you won't find jerks at Auto Work, so give us a call.
we do take our chamber truck there, so we know you've taken good care of us and even kept our lights off. So, John Lonis, owner of Auto Works, thank you so much for
joining us.
Ian Engel, again, owner of Call Tech,
thank you
for joining us here on Chamber Spotlight on Business. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, time to say goodnight on this rainy Tuesday afternoon.
The laughs continue at Cliff Castle Casino with free comedy the first and third Thursday of every month. Join us this Thursday, March 21st at 7 p.m. as Cliff Castle Casino welcomes David Spolaris and Matt Stofsky. David is incredibly quick-witted and uses his talent of singing, funny voices, dialects, and impersonation ability with his comical view. Matt cracks some jokes and takes your sorrows away. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Okay, this Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. And we did receive a press release, one let everybody know, through a grant from the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. The Prescott Valley Police Department will be having extra officers out for targeted impaired motorist enforcement. That means out there looking for people driving under the influence. So if you're out and about partaking in wonderful, joyous, fun St. Patty's Day holiday, I would say be prepared, have a designated driver, and be extra careful. This is going on from Friday evening and through Sunday the 17th evening. So as you're out and about, be sure if you're going out to enjoy and partake St. Patty's Day festivities, please have a designated driver and be safe out there. Okay, well, I'm going to get ready to go over to the Northern Arizona Suns game as they take on the Agua Caliente Clippers tonight. The doors open in a half hour at 5:30 with the game starting at 6:30. Lots of fun basketball action. Lots of great stuff going on in this town, Prescott Valley, we love. Mayor Cal Palguna will be back with you next Tuesday for more Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, telling you what's happening in his world as he represents and leads us in this fabulous town. So thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reprographics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.